from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
An evidentiary hearing in the trial of the man accused of murdering Charlie Kirk will resume tomorrow. In a video interview that was played in the Utah courtroom, Tyler Robinson's former roommate and romantic partner Lance Twiggs told investigators Robinson allegedly expressed regret after the shooting.
I started crying a little bit and said he wishes he hadn't done it.
Also today, prosecutors presented alleged text messages between Robinson and Twiggs where Robinson talks more about shooting Kirk. The judge will decide if there's enough evidence against Robinson to proceed to trial when the hearing concludes, which could happen tomorrow. Tensions remain high between the U.S. and Iran. The U.S. launched a second round of military strikes against Iran last night, with Trump saying they were retribution for Iran firing on three cargo ships in the Strait of Hormuz. Iran then launched missile attacks against Gulf nations that host U.S. military forces. U.S. Olympian David Hearn has entered a not guilty plea in connection with alleged damage to the Lincoln Memorial reflecting pool. One of his attorneys, Norman Eisen, addressed supporters outside D.C. court.
This is a case that should never have been brought. Davy Hearn is innocent, and we are going to fight this case and entrust the justice system to do the right thing.
The canoeist is accused of causing more than $1,000 in damage to the pool, and he was indicted on a single count of destruction of property. Hearn was arraigned in D.C. Superior Court today, where he entered the plea and was released on his own recognizance. His next hearing will be on August 5th. The back-to-back World Series champion Los Angeles Dodgers will visit the White House later this month. More from Daniel Martindale.
The team will be honored by President Trump on July 23rd. That's the Dodgers' off day between series in Philadelphia and New York. The Dodgers did not make the trip to the White House when they played in Washington, D.C. back in April.
Many Dodger fans have been very vocal about their disapproval of visiting the president. It seems, though, the team is going with tradition rather than politics. I'm Lisa Carton.
On the mat.
New Jersey 101.5.
Now, here comes New Jersey fast traffic.
Still a standstill on 3 West through Secaucus, heading out toward the western spur of the turnpike because of construction. You're single laning. Southbound truck lanes of the turnpike are closed for construction. Jerseybound Gothels Bridge and Outer Bridge Crossing have road work. Another right lane closed with DOT maintenance on 1 and 9 North by Linden Airport. It's still very slow there. Northbound Parkway work approaching 135 and Clark. 78 West slowdowns between exit 45 and 41. Construction and then jam from exit 29 toward exit 26. With construction, stick with 22 instead. 202 South, 1st Avenue. Avenue in Raritan, construction delays, and 206 still very slow both directions near Holland Road on the Bedminster-Peapack border. That's because of construction work. As we go across the Hudson, leaving New Jersey, lower deck closed at the George Washington Bridge. Next report in 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Start your day with First News. Weekday mornings from 5:30 to 6 on New Jersey 101.5. Local news, traffic, weather, policy, sports, and health updates. It's your quick morning briefing.
You only get
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Overnight, it will be warm and sticky with some clouds. Can't rule out a shower with lows in the lower 70s. Friday will be humid with sunshine and some clouds. There will be a couple of showers and thunderstorms around in the afternoon and perhaps into the early evening hours. Could bring flooding downpours and gusty winds. Highs will be in the upper 80s to near 90. Partly cloudy later Friday night, and then we'll have some sunshine for the weekend. Maybe an afternoon thunderstorm Saturday, but most of the time will be dry and eventually the humidity drops Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
New Jersey temperature, it's 75.